When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You.
Check, check, check. Yo, it's the Bootleg Cab Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition, man. Listen, we got a dope episode today. Got a shout out to the homie G Herbo. G Herbo, man. Chicago's finest. New album is out. The guy's on fire. Album did numbers. Had to sit down with him, so we're going to get into that in a second real quick. We've been slacking on the audio on the podcast, so there's going to be a whole lot of episodes just updated at once, but that will be fixed, guys. All right, I promise that's going to get fixed. Promise. All right. Also, shout out to our sponsors, Odd Socks, man. Look, make sure you go check them out, oddsocksofficial.com. Use the keyword Bootleg Kev and go get you some Odd Socks. We just had an incredible pop-up in Miami. Shout out to Odd Socks, man. They got the craziest socks, Street Fighter, man, whatever food you're into. You want some Cheez-It socks? You want some Godfather socks? You want some Scarface socks? They got them, man. They got the mask, the draws, all that. Go to oddsocksofficial.com. Use the keyword Bootleg Kevin. Save 20% off at checkout, all right? 20% off at checkout. Let's get into the G Herbo interview. Yo, it's the Bootleg Kev Show. Special guest in here. The guy just dropped his album, man.
What's up, broski?
25 is out.
Yeah, man. Out.
G Herbo.
What's up? Welcome, what's going on, kid?
I saw a meme, and it was a pentagram made of Air Force Ones, and there was one black one in the middle.
I saw that.
Trying to say summon G Herbo.
Yeah. To get the album early, yeah, that was some funny shit. They had like clean was dirty was all type of shit.
How many pairs of Air Forces do you own? Because there was the video you going to the store and just buying like it seemed like a truckload of them.
Oh no, I just threw like probably like 200 pair out like that. Because I only went once, like probably 200-300 pair, like 8-9 trash bags full of them bitches. Like threw them, just I ain't throwing away. Actually, I told my assistant to just go give him away.
Yeah, I was about to say that'd be socially irresponsible for you to throw away some brand new Air Forces.
I gave him away. Actually, I ain't even throw him away. I just gave him away. Like went all.
You're one and done on the Forces.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you might
like a lot right now though. I just bought like 60 something.
Could you wear a pair like for like 2 days straight though? I mean, like if you're like in grind mode recording, yeah, like, running around.
Yeah, if I just got on jogging or right. Something like that, yeah. But if I'm going out like with a fit, I'm one and done.
How many pairs of Air Forces in your life do you think you've purchased?
Shit, I don't know, bro. I've been buying them since I was like a kid, bro.
Over a thousand for sure.
Hell yeah, I'd probably buy 1,000 shit in a couple years.
That shit's crazy, man.
Maybe a few years. It's 365 days a year, probably like
And these are just strictly all whites?
Yeah. Big bro said I done ran through a million of them bitches.
That's how Dr. Dre is, though. Dre's like that. Dre got his uniform. It's the black tee, the black pants, and he only wears Air Forces once.
Yeah, Forces. Yeah. I know I done ran through a lot, though, bro. I've been wearing them since like a kid, literally.
Never dabble in the black Forces, though.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I used to wear black Forces, too, though. I used to wear
them. That was a time in your life, though, when things might have been different, right?
Yeah, man, we were stuck in. I used to wear black ones. I definitely used to wear black ones.
Talk about this new album, man. I think, you've been through a lot in the last 12 months. It's been public, and I feel like this album is an important one for you and your legacy, man. For How sure. you feeling about it?
I'm excited, man. You know, I woke up and I got my first number one album, bro. I feel good, man. I feel real good. This shit.
Congrats.
Thank you, bro.
25.
Yeah.
What made you want to go with that?
You know, I turned 25 back in October, and you know, it's just life, and you know, the position I'm in right now, it's surreal, bro, because I lost a lot, you know, along the way. A lot
of course.
Of people I love didn't see 25 years old. Like, when I always be saying, like, I done said it more than one time, like, when I was 18, 17 years old, and like one of my older guys, like from the neighborhood, had turned 25. We would start calling him OG, like, yeah, you OG status now,
so, which is crazy.
That's crazy. It's hard to see 25, you know what I'm saying? Where I come from, it's a real milestone. So, for me to be 25 years old and accomplish so much and reach this much level of success in my life and to still be modest about it because I know it's so much shit out there that I still want to do, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like just where I'm at and all the emotions I went through recording this project and just, you know, beating so much shit, like everything, every obstacle ever came my way in life, bro, I just found a way to get through it, like not complain or not want to give up or, you know what I'm saying, like not wear that shit publicly, you feel what I'm saying? I just deal with it, you know what I'm saying? And I think when I turned 25, bro, I'm not even lying, like it's like a switch just went off. I just start thinking different and everything. Like, literally, as soon as I turned 25, it was like, I ain't gonna say I changed, but it was like something in me just made me think about everything differently, bro. So,
yeah, man, I feel like, you know, amongst your peers, like, in, you know, at least my perception from a fan's perception, it's like you seem to have your head on your shoulders real straight. Like, you know, the last few years, you really don't hear your name in no goofy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the same can't be said for a lot of the guys who are around your same age doing the same thing. You know what I mean? So kudos to you. Because I feel like you've been on your grown man shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. I've always been mature. You know what I'm saying? I always had a level head and, you know, thought about shit a little differently. You know what I'm saying? I take pride in that, bro. I ain't trying to be known for no goofy, weirdo, bozo ass shit. Especially in this industry, man. A lot of shit like that take place, man. You know, like niggas be having gimmicks and shit like that. And it just, I don't know, it don't really...
It don't
turn
work
out bad. Yeah, it turn out bad for him, bro. So it's like, I just be trying to focus on me. I don't chase nothing that's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be like the next artist. I'm just trying to be me, bro. Like the best me I could be. And I win doing that. Like, fuck all that other shit.
100%. I feel like right now we're kind of, you know, Chicago's had so many waves of success from the 90s till now, obviously. Twista, Common, Kanye, you know, all that, then Chance and Vic Mensa and Chief Keef and all that was kind of going on around the same time. And you were a part of a lot of the drill scene. But I feel like right now, between you, Dirk, Polo G, like, it feels like this has been the biggest that Chicago hip hop has ever been. Like, it feels like it's a crazy thing to say. Now obviously, Kanye, I'm not trying to take away from Kanye as being the biggest artist in the world.
Yeah.
But I just mean, when you look at the landscape of who's the hottest motherfuckers in hip hop, right? Like, it's a lot of Chicago, and it's never really been like that. It's always been like one guy, but it's like y'all really running shit up right now in a way that's like not fair to a lot of other regions.
Yeah.
And what's dope is, you and Dirk, just y'all's evolution since you started.
No, for sure.
It's been so special to see.
Yeah.
Because you guys have grown as musicians, grown as rappers, grown as men, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the longevity, there's something to be said about that as well, man.
No, I've been hearing that a lot, though. I'm not even going to lie. Like, you're not even the first person to say that, you know. Just from the outside looking in, maybe it look a little different.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I like what everybody doing, you know what I'm saying? But it's just something different about Chicago, bro. We grind different, like, you know. Ain't no, it's not no quitting us, like. And I always say that. I be telling people, like, man, you can't really, like, take none of this shit personal in the industry when you go through shit, all the adversity that come with this.
Well,
shit.
We didn't mention Juice WRLD too.
Yeah, of course.
R.I.P.
Long live my little brother, man. You know, that's a given, like, automatically, you know. But Chicago just, I feel like we built for pressure. We built for pressure. We don't really, you know, bust under pressure. And those are people who last the longest, especially in this industry, because it's you're gonna be under pressure, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what stand out the most to me about, you know, being from Chicago and seeing other Chicago artists, like, succeed and shit.
How's, you know, obviously a peer of yours, Dirk, is having the best year of his life, but he's also faced a lot of personal losses recently. Mm-hmm. Have you been in contact with him recently?
Yeah, you know, I'll reach out to bro on a regular basis. So, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, recently after the, you know, the untimely passing of his brother.
Of
course, I reached out. Yeah, hell yeah. You know, we locked in.
How big of a loss do you think, just, you know, two opposite sides of the spectrum, but losing Juice WRLD and then losing King Von inside of 12 months for the city, man, it's crazy.
No, it's different, bro. Like, we take a lot of losses in Chicago, man. I don't know. It's like maybe it's a dark cloud over that bitch or something. That's why I don't really... I don't know. Like, you can't take it personal, though. Like, it's like, I don't know something about this shit. I feel like when you do that, you fall under it. You know what I'm saying? You got to, like, just try to keep pushing, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's a bad thing, like, going on in Chicago. I can't really speak bad about Chicago.
Of course.
As much as I be wanting to, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, it's home, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You recently gave Nicki props for giving you, like, one of your first biggest breaks with the Chirac record. You know, the Beat Me Up Scotty tape drop. But, like,
for sure.
How much did that kind of change your world initially when it happened? Because her fans are crazy people. Shout out to the Barbs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're riders for real.
Crazy, crazy fans.
But how did that initially happen? Like, how did she reach out? Give me the story behind that Chirac record.
Man, I probably was like 17 or something. This one I used to be just thugging, bro. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really like chasing music, trying to make a real career out of this shit. But, you know, I had already made a name for myself as far as like lyrically and shit,
right.
You know. And shit, I was in the studio, bro, like 4 a.m, some shit like that. It was late as fuck that night. And she had, they reached out. They had called my manager at the time, like, yeah, you know, it's Nicki. These are, you know, these Nicki people. We want her to slide. We want her to come to LA and do a record. You know, we fuck with them, and we so high, like it's 4 a.m. We have a lean and
weed,
all type of shit, and we ain't even think it was for real. We like, man, there ain't no fucking Nicki. Hang up, man. That ain't them people. And they called back like a couple days later, like, man, what the fuck is y'all on? Y'all not trying to come out here and do this record? We like, damn, they for real. It's really them. And she put me on a plane immediately. I came out there in like 2-3 days, met up with her, got in the studio. She told me how much she fucked with me, and she pulled the record up, and I did that bitch right on the spot.
That shit's legendary.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Bring you out at Summer Jam in New York? Because I was on the side of the stage.
No, for sure. That was like Summer Jam.
That was 2015? 2014?
2014, I believe.
Meek was on that show.
Yeah.
I think Drake was there.
Drake, everybody was there.
Yeah, no, I was there. That shit was special, man.
That was when I met Wayne for the first time.
Wayne was there.
Yeah,
Young Money had that bitch showed up.
Oh, for sure. That shit was crazy, bro.
That had to be insane coming out as a kid on Summer Jam stage, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, it's so crazy. It was like surreal to me. It didn't even like hit me when it happened. You know, I wish I was like how I am now, like real focused and like confident,
because
it didn't hit me. Like, I ain't even really feel like I was there, bro. Like, even being on the stage, I couldn't even see all the fans. I like blacked out. I was so damn nervous doing some shit like
that. I can imagine.
So young, I just came out there and did it real quick, and then tried to get off the stage as quick as possible. I ain't gonna lie to you.
That's gotta be
I was nervous.
That's some bucket list shit, man. Yeah. Hey, interrupting the interview to tell you about our good friends at Odd Socks. Now, as you can see, I always have my Odd Socks on, baby. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, shout out to my bony ass knees. Listen, go to oddsocksofficial.com. They got all the craziest socks. These are the Outsiders. You know what I'm saying? They got SpongeBob. They got Cheech and Chong. Listen, Breaking Bad, Godfather, Whatever you need, they got it. And now they have underwear. That's right. You can get your Odd Socks underwear. Their boxer briefs are the best underwear that you could ever fit on your ass. Trust me when I tell you. These are Chucky draws. What you know about Top Ramen underwear, all right? Go to oddsocksofficial.com. Use the keyword Bootleg Kev at checkout, and you'll save 20% off of your order. Underwear, masks, slippers, socks, whatever you need, they got it. Oddsocksofficial.com. Keyword Bootleg Kev at checkout. Save 20%. You have been, you know, what I fuck with you, you always tap in with the West Coast. Like, you've worked with Mozzie.
Yeah.
You've worked with Burner.
Yeah. YG.
I mean, we can go down the list. What is it about, like, guys like Mozzie, like Burner, like, you know, where, because these are independent artists, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of guys, you know, when you're independent, you're from, I feel like the West is kind of an afterthought a lot in hip hop, unfortunately.
I
mean,
you know, I understand the independent grind because I'm still independent. I'm an independent artist.
Right, well, just so people know, this new album is independent.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know, shout out to my partners, man, Universal Republic and N-Grooves.
Right.
But yeah, you know, I understand the independent grind. It's a grind. And with me knowing that, I try to, like, connect with as many artists as I can, you know what I'm saying, to expand my horizon, you know what I'm saying? And whether they independent or not, you know, I fuck with Mozzie, though, like, for sure.
No, Mozzie's one of the coldest, man.
Yeah, me and Mozzie.
One of my favorite rappers.
Me and Mozzie locked in, for sure. That's my real dog. But I be trying to, like, connect with artists because I feel like that's what it's for. But you got to build, like, relationships, first of all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, I don't really just want to just jump on songs with people and fuck with a nigga like, oh, yeah, I'm going to jump on this and fuck with him because it's hot, or fuck with this because I feel like I'm hot at the moment. Like, I ain't never really wanted to be one of them artists that just got songs with a bunch of niggas that I don't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So that play a big part in it, too. Like, if I fuck with you and your movement, then
right.
It's nothing. Like, it is what it is. I'm going to pull up to the studio, rock out, pull up to your hood, shoot the video, you pull up to my hood, whatever the case.
How hard is it, man, you know, without getting into the details of your situation, but like having something like that out there and something like that kind of floating over you, how hard is it to stay focused and finish an album under those circumstances? Because I've been in similar situations where if it just feels like a cloud over
like
your head.
A cloud over you, for sure.
Nah, for sure, because you don't know what's going to happen. Waiting for this. You're just waiting for to see what... Yeah. I've been there, you know what I'm saying? So absolutely. I can only imagine how hard it is to just put your head down and get to work, you know what I'm saying?
It's tough, man, but like I said, bro, I've been under pressure my whole life, so I be feeling like I'm built for this shit, bro. It is what it is. I don't really, like, be tripping over shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm cool, so at the end of the day, I just wake up every day and just do the next best thing for me, bro. I get up, go to work. It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like one situation or that situation in particular will have me under pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to just get up and do the right thing.
Has there been times where you think, if you find yourself thinking about it too much, that it kind of puts you in like a weird funk or depression?
No, I really don't. I ain't gonna lie. That's one thing that I mean, it's like a strength. I don't dwell on shit, bro. I don't think about that shit. I'm not waking up stressing over like shit like that. I got too much shit going on in my life, and already other shit. Well,
I mean, plus you just had a fucking baby too.
Yeah, so I don't really be tripping off shit, bro. To be honest, bro, I don't dwell on situations. You know what I'm saying?
It's child number three for you, right?
Two.
Child number two.
Two boys.
Two boys. First one with your girl.
Yeah. First one with Ariana and Taina.
Yep. How's it been the second go round now that you've already been through it once? Because I know having a kid is crazy.
No, I mean, I don't know. I love kids, so it's shit. It's just easy. It's regular.
Bro. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I just wake up. Only thing is, shit, we got a brand new baby. You learning the baby again. That's the only shit. Like every
you
got to
clean
day.
The diapers.
Yeah, I mean that's easy. That's the easy part.
Right.
It's really like comforting them, you know what I'm saying?
Hardest part is to get the kid on a sleeping schedule.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just the comfortability of it. You know, you got to really learn your kid again. What he like, what put him to sleep. You know what I'm saying? How you need to rock him to sleep and how many hours of sleep to get. And then you got to sleep when he sleeps so you could get some sleep. You feel me? Like, that's the only thing that you got to really, like, adjust to. Everything else, that shit be simple. Like,
is it how, because, you know, having two baby mamas and having two kids who are very much so in your life, does everyone get along all the time?
Yeah.
For the most part, because I feel like you and Ari have like been extremely cordial, at least like, you know.
It's smooth, bro. It's smooth, bro.
Because a lot of times it's the other way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if I feel like that speaks a lot to what I was saying earlier. Like, you just a real mature motherfucker. You ain't with none of
it's smooth, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Shit be smooth with me, bro. I don't be tripping no shit. Don't nobody really like be tripping for real.
How you feeling about the finals, man? My Phoenix Suns finals, made the finals.
Yeah, man. I fuck with it, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm happy for Book and for Chris Paul, bro, for sure. I'm definitely happy for both of them, man. I ain't gonna lie.
If they play the Bucks, that's not far from Chicago.
No, it's not. I'm gonna go to a finals game anyway, though. I got to. I wanna go.
You gotta go watch Chris Paul win the ring, because he's going, man,
I fuck with Chris Paul. You know, I actually want to see him and Book win, you know. I fuck with Giannis too, though, man. I hate to see him out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I really wanna see him hurt himself and shit, but
all I know is if the Hawks make the finals, Atlanta's gonna be fucking upside down.
Yeah. No, for sure. You know what's crazy? That's who I wanna go to the finals though.
I hope Atlanta makes it so I have an excuse like to Trae go Young, to ATL.
I like Trae Young a lot.
For sure.
Now, if the finals is in Atlanta, I'm definitely going. For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
But you're going for the Suns officially.
Yeah,
I'm
going for the Suns if they play the Bucks.
Okay. Otherwise, you're going for the Hawks.
Yeah, I want to see Trae win too, though. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I'm either way, honestly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Phoenix play Atlanta in the finals, I don't even care who wins, to be honest.
That's beautiful. So on this album, you got some dope features. Obviously, Kid Leroy is on here. Gunna,
yeah.
21 Savage,
Polo, Lil T J.
I mean, yeah.
Your son on the album.
That shit's crazy. what's your favorite record on this album, man?
My favorite record is it's like a tab between Cold World,
which was recorded here at Ready Set Studios.
Yeah, exactly, I recorded that here in this building. It's crazy. Cold World is like my favorite, probably, and I like Mad Max a lot. That's my favorite, you know, because I don't know. I like that hard lyrical shit.
Right.
That'd be my favorite shit.
Lyrically, who is out right now that like you're a fan of that you haven't worked with yet? Because there's so much, like, lyricism is at an all time high right now.
I want to work with Conway. I like Conway a lot.
Hold on, man.
Bro, have a real
vibe. He was just here recording like 2 hours ago.
I just talked to him though.
He literally was like, "Yo, tell him I said what up. We gotta work."
I was just on FaceTime with him yesterday. So
okay. Yeah, he was just here.
Conway, yeah, that's my boy. Who else I fuck with lyrically that really got it that I haven't worked with yet? That's a lot. It's a few niggas that's really spitting. I would say Conway probably the one person that's really, really hard.
Conway come with and he comes with the pain too.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we both gonna be like a two-headed dragon on some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever worked with Freddie Gibbs yet?
Matter of fact, I was just with Freddie. Yeah, me and Freddie got some shit. I was just with him like 2-3 days ago. Me and Freddie Gibbs.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
So you got some shit on the way.
I actually jumped on somebody else's shit and Freddie was on it. You feel what I'm saying?
There it is. Sure. So Conway, G Herbo record is on the way.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That'll be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait. And Benny, my man's. Me and Benny been locked in for like a long time. Yeah, no. I done went out there personally to go fuck with Benny when like
five, in Buffalo?
6 years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo's a crazy place.
Yeah, no, Benny, my man's.
We just were out there like, when we were out there, April? Yeah, we was out in Buffalo in April and that shit was...
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with the whole Griselda for real though. Like
for
like
sure.
West Side Gun, he all hard as them, fuck man. To me. Like I wanna work with bro too. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah.
Need to just go
lock in with all three of them. Yeah, why not? Hey, if you could do a joint album with anybody right now, who would it be?
A joint album with anybody. I think I ain't gonna lie, to be honest, I'm working on some joint albums already.
Well who?
Some shit. Me and Grizzly been locked in. Ooh. Trying to do some shit. And Grizzly got some crazy shit. I want to do a joint with Polo. Me and Polo probably do a joint. Me and Baby still gonna do our joint album. But if I had to just reach for the stars, man, I would say I want to do some shit with. Shit, I'm going big. I want to do something with Hov.
That'd be crazy.
2, 3, 4, 5 songs with Hov real quick.
Why not? Hey, how many records do it? So you got a whole project with T Grizzly, who's incredible.
Yeah, me and T Grizzly been in the studio locked in.
How many records you guys got so
right
far?
Right now we got like 5.
And the Polo G Herbo project is that something that's actually being worked on?
No, me and Polo got a lot of records too though, but it ain't even like it's just a thought for real though. But I think it might, you know, shit might happen.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
And then what is this, like, we always hear Bibby's not rapping anymore.
Yeah, no, Bibby, Man,
Bibby, you know, he's one of the most popping executives in Bibby the game
on,
now.
I'm finna say he on some mogul shit right now. But
he's on his mogul shit. We could use another free crack, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. He definitely, I want to drag him out of retirement, man. You know, I think he gonna rap, though. He gonna put some shit out for sure because he still love music, bro.
People don't even understand, like, the mogul shit he's on. Because the dope thing I like about what Bibby and what he's been doing the last few years is, like, he ain't, like, bragging about all the shit he's involved in.
No, he don't. He don't at all. You know, he let his work do the talking for him. You know what I'm saying? That's the way he supposed to. He always been a humble nigga anyway. He not really finna, like, pop his shit for real. Like, he just be chilling, you know? Like, if you know him, you know what he got going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think people really realize, like, bro really hard as fuck. It's not niggas out here that really could rap better than him. He just be chilling.
I remember seeing him on tour. He opened up for Ty Dolla $ign in like 2000.
Yeah, I remember that.
15, 16. I saw him in Austin, Texas. I was like, oh, this dude's different.
Yeah, no, for real. I remember that for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, bro, he's still like one of the hardest niggas out right now that he just not rapping.
Are you now that everything's back open, I know you're doing some of the Rolling Louds. I know you're not doing Miami.
Yeah, no, I'm doing.
Are you doing LA?
I think I'm doing LA. Yeah, LA.
Are you going to be doing any tour shit, or are you just doing spot dates?
No, actually, I'm just trying to figure out my routes right now for tour. You know, we ain't really. I got a couple spot dates on the calendar, but I'm ready to get on tour, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it's overdue, bro.
It
got delayed.
Yeah, it got delayed. Like 12 shows in, the shit was lit. So I'm definitely ready to pick back up for sure. We're gonna be touring. We'll be touring sometime soon, right, Britt? For sure.
As long as you bring Brittany on the road with you, everything will go smoothly.
She go, I go, man. She makes sure it's all right.
Yes. Well, look, hey, the album is out. Do we have a single that we can introduce, Brittany? What's the single?
T.O.P.
T.O.P. All right, I'm going to let you introduce that shit.
21 Savage. Let's get it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.